Call me old-fashioned or something, but I still cling to the notion that you should get to know somebody before you fuck them. The problem is that by the time I get to know someone well enough to have sex with them, I usually don't want to anymore. Which I guess is why most people seem to start with the sex part. That way, when you find out the whole thing was a horrible, grievous error rapidly becoming a nightmare, at least you got some sex out of the deal. Which sure beats late nights spent lying alone in bed, jittering and twitching after a protracted, unconsummated coffeehouse rendezvous, or the spinning, praying, and repenting that follows a healthy bout of drinking. The fear of getting to know you. Fear, shadows, don't show me that dark stranger, not here, not now. Fear of resenting those we love because we need them. Fear, the dance of slave and master, holding hearts for ransom. I'll show you my weakness if you show me yours. I need you, I hate you, I love you, don't leave me. I'm leaving you now, but I can't stand you to be far from my heart. My heart is. Can you hear the breaking of my don't go, don't stay, don't go, don't stay, don't go. I'll stay and die here with you, my beloved, my master. Sounds fucked up, don't it? But dysfunction is the function, dysfunction is the function, dysfunction is the function. And I read that 90% of this country is dysfunctional, abnormal, but if everybody's that way, then it's normal. Seems like somebody somewhere made up some ideal functional function that never existed and then made everyone else feel rotten about how worthless and dysfunctional they are. But what if everything is supposed to be that way? I mean, love your neighbor, sure, but how? Show me. We beat each other and we call it love. Do unto others, okay, sure, but some people, you know, they like to be whipped. And to some people, pain equals love, and who are we to say that it doesn't? Because need is the seed where love and violence lay together. The rose and the thorn before they are born. And if I can't have that rose, at least give me the sting of the thorn. And I'll stay with you though it's killing me, because at least this pain is familiar. At least this pain is mine, although you may have given it to me. And are you happy now? Now that you can blame it on your mom or your dad or society or men or women or fags or Jews or blacks, spics, chinks, Japs, Arabs, Indians, and anybody else that isn't you? Are you happy now? Now that you can blame someone else, anyone else, everyone else but yourself? Because we know it's always somebody else's fault. It's always somebody else's problem. And you can bind me with your pictures of how I should be, how I should look, act, smell, taste, and what I should buy to be a newer, bigger, better, more attractive, 15% more free for the same low, low price person. But I won't go numb. And I refuse to play dead. And now I know better than to believe you when you beat me and call it love. Listen, I'm walking out. We are walking out.